So the family roots were there, and the family records were there, and so they had to come back there for the taxation purposes to register their family for the taxation to Bethlehem.
र उनीहरुको त्यो उनीहरुले त्यो जन्म आफुलाई अब यसरी दर्ता गर्नुपर्थ्यो हैन जनसंख्यामा उनीहरुले आफ्नो जनसंख्यामा नाम दर्ता गर्नुपर्थ्यो र उनीहरुले आफ्नो पैसा अथवा कर पाउने आधार बनाउनको लागि उनीहरुले त्यहाँ आएर चाहिँ आफैलाई दर्ता गर्नुपर्थ्यो.
So we see this from verse 5 that Mary and her husband went in order to be registered for this thing of Caesar.
Rabbi, you Caesar Augustus le gareko jun hukum thiyo teslai palan garnaka lagi ya Maryam ra Yusuf esari Bethlehem ma gaeko dekhchhau.
So we see the sovereignty of God, and you know it says in Galatians chapter 4 that in the fullness of time God sent forth his son born of He wasn't born too early. He wasn't born too late. He was born right on time in the right place.
अनि अब प्रभु येशूको जन्म अत्यन्तै चाँडो पनि भएको थिएन अत्यन्तै ढिलो पनि भएको थिएन ठिक समयमा उहाँले तोकेको समयमा भएको थियो.
Isn't that amazing, brothers and sisters, when we think of it, how Mary was overshadowed by the power of the Holy Spirit just at the right time for the birth in Jerusalem, just at the right time, all coordinated with the taxation of Caesar. I mean, no man could arrange these events.
अनि अब यो ठिक समयमा मरियम पनि यसरी गर्भवती हुनुपर्ने अनि त्यही समयमा उनीहरूको जनसंख्या लिनुपर्ने त्यही समयमा उनीहरू त्यहाँ जानुपर्ने यो सबै कुराको परिबन्ध कहाँबाट भयो त भन्दाखेरि यो माथिबाटको परिबन्ध थिएन भने यो सबै कुरा हुन्थेन.
And Matthew chapter 2, you know, I mentioned where Herod was asking the scribes, where should he be born? And he takes him to Micah's prophecy. We'll look at that.
अनि यसरी मतीमा चाहिँ यसरी हेरोदले सोधिरहेको थियो कि युदियाका राजा भएर जन्मिएका कहाँ हुनुहुन्छ भन्दाखेरि शास्त्रीहरूले भने उहाँ चाहिँ मिकाको अगमबक्का अनुसार बेथलेममा जन्मिनुहुन्छ.
Maybe we should turn to that. But you know, in Micah chapter 5, but you know that it says in Matthew chapter 2, where is he? Herod says, where is he that is born king of the Jews?
अनि मतीको किताबमा चाहिँ यस्तो प्रकार लेखिएको छ कि युदियाका राजा भएर जन्मिएका चाहिँ कहाँ हुनुहुन्छ.
Even Herod's words, we see God's sovereignty. Where is he born king of the Jews?
अनि अब यो सीजर राजाको वचनमै बोलीमै पनि परमेश्वरको सार्वभौमिकता देखियो किनभने उसले सिधा रूपले स्वीकार गर्यो कि युदियाका राजा.
You know, when royalty is born, they're not born a king, they're born a prince.
अनि अब कुनै पनि राजकीय घरानामा मान्छे जन्म भयो भन्दैमा राजा जन्मे भन्छ हामीले भनिँदैन होइन राजकुमार जन्मे भनिन्छ.
And then become a king later.
अनि पछि गएर पो राजा हुने हो त उ त.
Just like Prince Charles, he's 70 years old and he's still a prince.
अनि अब उता बेलायतमा वा त्यहाँको राजकुमार 70 वर्ष भएको छ अहिलेसम्म उसलाई राजकुमारै भनिन्छ. अनि त्यहाँको रानी चाहिँ अब 93 वर्ष पुगिसकिन
होला
र अब त्यहाँको त्यो चार्ल्स भन्ने जुन राजकुमार छ ऊ सधैँभरिको लागि धेरै लामो समयसम्म ऊ राजकुमारै
रहिरहन्छ.
अझै पनि ठिकै छ उसको.
So Micah chapter 5, and I'll read it and then Kevin you can read it. Micah chapter 5 verse 2, but thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though you be a little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be the ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting.
Hard to find, Micah.
Micah, where are you?
Yes, I can go.
Chapter 5, verse 2.
Mika 5 को दुई पदमा यस्तो लेखेको छ तर ए बेथलेम एप्राता त यहुदाका कुलहरू मध्ये सानो भए तापनि तँबाट मेरो निम्ति एकजना निस्कन हुनेछ जो इसरायलका शासक हुनुहुनेछ जसको सुरु पुरानो समयदेखि अर्थात प्राचीन कालदेखि नै छ.
Just a couple of brief points on this before we move on to Nazareth.
अनि अब यसमा थोरै कुराहरू थपेर हामी नासरत तर्फ जानेछौ.
First of all, that it's specified that the town is Bethlehem Ephrata in Judah.
अनि यसलाई चाहिँ बेथलेहम एफ्राता भनेर भनिन्थ्यो.
Because there was another Bethlehem in the northern part of Israel as well, and this Bethlehem Ephrata was in the southern part of Israel in Judah.
अनि यो बेथलेहम खासै दुई दुई दुईटा भाग रहेछ अनि यसमा चाहिँ एउटा बेथलेहम चाहिँ यहुदाको उत्तरी भागमा थियो अनि यो बेथलेहम एप्राथा भन्ने चाहिँ त्यसको दक्षिणी भागमा थियो.
Because you know the critics say, oh, this is a lucky guess. You know, there was two Bethlehems, so there's another chance they could have guessed right. But the thing is, it was specific of which Bethlehem it is.
अनि अब यो दुईटा बेथलेहम भएको हुनाले गर्दाखेरि अब कहाँ चाहिँ हो त कुन बेथलेहममा प्रभु जन्मिनु भयो भनेर चाहिँ मान्छेले सोच्न सक्छ तर यहाँनिर वचनमा पूरा रूपले बताइदिएको छ त्यो चाहिँ बेथलेहम एप्रातामा.
And the second point is to see who this king is who was to be born in Bethlehem. And we see at the end of verse 2, his goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. It means from eternity. Yeah.
र उहाँको जसको सुरु पुरानो समयदेखि अर्थात् प्राचीन कालदेखि नै छ भनेर उहाँको अस्तित्व चाहिँ अनन्तको हो भनेर बताएको छ.
In fact, some of the translations in English from the days of eternity. I think the Derby translation has something similar to that. The days of eternity.
अनि अब कति अनुवादहरूमा यसरी लेखेछ कि अब दिनका सुरु हुँदादेखि नै उहाँ हुनुहुन्छ.
In other words, he would be born, but he was the eternal person from the ages of eternity, yet he would be born in Bethlehem. I wonder who that is.
Ani aba
three guesses, the first two don't count, right?
Ani aba yati kura cha ke cha ta bhanna kheri ekdamai waha chai jo suru dekhi hununcha prachin kal dekhi hununcha waha chai te Bethlehem ma janminu hudai cha bhanera bhaniyeko cha.
Okay, let's look at Nazareth now. So the Lord Jesus was born in Bethlehem, but we know that he grew up in Nazareth. Nazareth was his hometown of his youth and in his early ministry.
र उहाँले आफ्नो सेवाकाई सुरु गर्नुभन्दा अगाडि आफ्नो बाल्यकाल पनि नाजरतमा बिताउनु भयो अनि सेवाकाई पनि उहाँले त्यहीँबाट सुरु गर्नु